As promised, we are visiting with Major Mark Litherland from the Salvation Army. I promised you'd be here.
Good morning, Jim.
I am so glad you came. Major Mark, here we are. The last time we visited, of course, we had Donut Day coming up. That was always a biggie. But at that time, we even talked about you were already starting to look at holidays, Christmas planning, Red Kettle campaign. It was July when you put out
July 25th, I put out the first notice of register to ring, and we got a group back that day. So there are some who look for that, and I always appreciate, you know, plenty of time to get the calendar together. So we put it out there, and we've been talking Christmas ever since.
So, again, folks, you can go sign up now.
Yes, register to ring.
Wait till we get done talking.
Well, yeah, yeah, of course.
Register to
ring.com. Yeah.
Easy to do.
It is very easy. It'll send you right to our area, and through register to ring, which is a novel thing and very helpful. The volunteers can look to see what's open now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a certain date, they can look at that date and see what spots are available or if they're all taken. We don't have many taken now, so it's very important to start looking at register to ring.
So if you have a group, especially like we know the first group that came in, they always are planning to ring and come out and ring. So they always put their time and their space in.
Exactly.
Go right away. You have only three locations to
Three locations, Hy-Vee, Fairway, and Walmart. Fairway and Hy-Vee are inside, and Walmart is outside. However, Walmart is facing south, so you get the sun. That's very important.
It is. So we've got, it's all a matter of logistics.
I've had some stores that face north, and they're in the shade all day. There is no help for them.
Well, we did have some in the olden days when they would stand out here at 8th and Story downtown. That was a raw corner.
Yes.
They actually had a little building, I think, for them there for a while. Anyway, Red Kettle campaign, when are we getting started? When does the actual ringing start?
Because we will start the 16th of November. I like to start 1 week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we will go till the 23rd of December because Christmas Eve is a Sunday.
Sunday this year.
And we don't ring on Sundays. So it takes away a day from us, a very important day, because usually Christmas Eve is a big day for us.
It is.
And
so
we're gonna work it hard until then.
We got to. Now, the big thing is that we like to get people signed up because it is always better when someone's out there ringing the bell.
Yes. Yeah.
It's donations are always better.
Even in between, you know, shifts when we have an unmanned kettle, it doesn't do well until someone's there. And, you know, face it, we all like to see one suffering out there in the cold.
No.
But and last year,
I feel sorry for him. Then I give him more money.
Sadly, last year we had 3 or 4 days due to the cold. We didn't put anybody out.
No.
And, you know, I just look at that as that's a problem for the next year.
Yep.
That you know, because there's no donations being collected, and that's going to hurt us.
Yeah. We also have a mail-in. People will start getting mailings from Salvation Army.
Yep.
And basically it's through a variety of different ways. I think it comes out a couple of times.
Yes, probably have
a couple of mailings. But those also go into this.
Goes toward Christmas, yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that counts, and we haven't finished setting the goal yet for this year. We're a little behind, had a little bit of budget problems, and we hope to finish that up in the next day or two and post that out on our marquee so we all know what we're heading for. It will be up from last year, obviously, with the economy the way it is and food prices and everything else going up. You know, when people need help, we have to pay those extra prices, too. So
that people forget that. Yes, if you're going to help support them and do these things, it does cost more, too.
Yes, so. It does. You know, we have seen an uptick in our cases this year because of the economy. And, you know, we budget how much we can help each month, so we can help what we can. We do, and sometimes our donors may not know, but we do a full workup on everybody with financial assistance. We check their income. We check their expenses. We balance it out so we can help guide our clients to a better way of life.
Mm-hmm. It's some people keep thinking, well, it's just, nobody's paying attention. No, we do.
We do pay attention.
And you do work with the other agencies, too.
Exactly.
To make sure that people are not falling through the cracks and not overusing the system.
Right, so, right.
Let's talk a little bit about, because one thing, and I keep mentioning it, people tend to forget, but the Red Kettle campaign, the mail campaign, this funds programming year-round, not just holiday time. We do it at the holiday time because giving at the holiday time works out a lot better. But this is year-round programming.
We collect the majority of our funds during this season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we work it so hard, because we depend on, I always look at it, what we do at Christmas time, make sure we keep our doors open the next year.
So, and that's why we need help.
Yeah.
Bell ringers in particular, go to what?
Registertoring.com.
Registertoring. Is that the only way you do it now? I mean, that seems to be the easiest.
That is the easiest. However, we have some who aren't real comfortable yet with computers, mm-hmm. and that's fine. You can call our office at, I got my number here, brought with me, 432-5770, and we will take your information over the phone, and I'll log you into the computer.
You'll plug it in.
I will. I'm pretty good at that, but yeah, and that number again is 432-5770, and we can help log you into a date. I have a big board in my office that anybody's volunteered, we have them already on there, so we can check immediately, and you'll know you're safe at that date.
No, we got to keep track again. Let's not have any bad weather for
it. Oh, yes. We need good weather.
It is weather dependent. It really is. All right. So this is also the time we, again, start talking about Christmas assistance. And I know you've already gotten some contributions, donations for the different programs that Salvation Army, you actually facilitate a lot of programs and you get a lot of people helping to support it.
We do. We are collecting coats and hats and gloves right now. So we start distributing those in October, and we will distribute those till March.
Okay.
We have a rack.
It's not just a 1 week thing.
Right. Yeah. That we have a rack in my office, and
if it fills up, we got a second rack somewhere.
We rotate it out.
Yeah.
And our clients can come daily to see if a size comes up that they can fit in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we rotate those out, and we go all the way to March with that, because winter goes to March.
Yeah, it does. And again, these are generally, I mean, we do ask for new clothing. And
gently used, new, preferably new, but gently used, we do as well. Clean, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Hats, gloves, mittens, biggie.
Yes, yes.
People don't forget that. Everybody thinks coats, but all the others are needed, too.
Socks as well.
Socks.
Warm socks. We have several homeless people here in Boone that frequent us for socks throughout the winter. Because they don't have a way to take care of that, so they just need new socks every now and then.
Okay. So, again, that. And then the food pantry.
The food pantry, we run that year-round. And from time to time, it gets a little tight, but we just collected a food drive from the middle school. We appreciate that. Did a real good job. The kids did a real good job with that. And so that's getting us ready for the next season.
No. Well, the big thing is, a lot of people tend to do the food donations this time of the year, Thanksgiving into the holiday time. Right. So we usually get pretty good support for that, too.
Yes, yes.
But people forget sometimes, and that's one of the things in the springtime we start saying, now for the summer, we also need assistance.
Right.
The pressure does not go away.
That's right. People are always hungry. You know, we get hungry, and they need food.
It's the food stability thing.
Yeah, and you know, in the economy nowadays, more than ever, we're finding people are having to choose mm-hmm. what they spend their money on, and often food gets put to the side.
So as we get towards holiday Thanksgiving time and stuff, and I know you usually do food baskets and things like that, have done in the past. Are we still doing that? What do we do for holiday meals?
We don't do Thanksgiving because there's others who mm-hmm. do Thanksgiving, and we support them on that. For Christmas, actually here in Boone, we've changed it a little bit the last couple of years. We will give a gift card to one of the grocery stores for a small amount of food. But something that's a lot of people don't realize, at Christmas time, we give a cleaning basket.
Oh.
Because you can't buy cleaning supplies with food stamps.
Oh, yeah.
So we give paper towel, toilet paper, floor cleaner, body cleaner, dish soap, things like that sure. We know you can't buy with food stamps. And when I first got here, I thought that was a little weird, but I knew you couldn't buy those with food stamps, and it really does make a difference in the house.
Because those are decisions that, again, they have to make.
Yeah.
Do we get food? Do we buy something to clean?
Yeah. Laundry soap.
Yeah.
You think of some of those things that we just naturally use.
Mm-hmm.
That others can't buy because they're in the food stamp system, and you can't buy that with food stamps. It kind of boggles my mind a little bit. I know it's not food, but it's a necessity.
It is a necessity. Assistance, yeah. So Christmas assistance, sign up. Now, some people think we hit a deadline. It's too late. I can't sign up.
The marquee out in front of my building says the last 2 weeks of October. That is our open.
That's the openness. Time
and I have volunteers who sit in my chapel all day, and people walk in and do that. From now till the Wednesday of Thanksgiving, we do it by appointment.
Okay.
And I need to stress that, because appointments sometimes get really tight. So if you wait till the week of Thanksgiving,
you could be pushing your luck.
Could be all taken
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
So now's the time. And we had some the last couple of weeks call. Well, when does it end? No, you might get in now. The sooner, the better for you.
Yeah. Don't wait to the very end. No.
And part of that is it takes a lot to process the names. We have people who want to adopt families out. They can't wait till Thanksgiving to start shopping. They got their own families to start shopping for as well. So we want to be faithful to our donors as well. And so we need to push the program along.
So that's one thing you mentioned, adopting a family. There are ways that people can help doing that.
Yes. You can call our office, again, at 432-5770. If you'd like to adopt a family, if your group would like to adopt a family, we can arrange that. I got an email the other day of a group that wants to adopt a family. So it's never too late to do that. And we will help you in that process, whether you want to adopt them for food, whether you want to adopt the kids for just toys. We can work with you, whatever you want to do. But we do. And that's a nice way to celebrate the holiday, when you go out and you're shopping and you can shop for someone else.
Just help. You know you're going to help somebody.
Yeah.
So. All right, so let's go back and review, because people need to know. Red Kettle's coming out the 16th.
The 16th through the 23rd of December. 16th of November to the 23rd of November.
Again, no ringing on Sundays, folks.
Yes.
But definitely would love to have people get signed up to fill all the spaces to ring.
It's a great Christmas tradition. To go out and stand for a couple hours and ring the bell, see people. I love to watch people, so that's a great thing for me. But it's a nice tradition just to go out and ring the bell.
And really, we don't, because I know you do have some people, you can go out there and do that, but they get a remittance for it and stuff. So, again, are we making headway there? We do have somebody ringing the bells, and they're good at it, but it's much better to have your neighbors out there doing
right.
it.
Right.
Really, they attract a lot more attention.
Yes. So. And, you know, you can buttonhole them.
Yeah, there is
You see
that.
Your friend come up. Come on, put a little
come
in the bucket.
Help me out here. Come on. Make us do better than the other group that was there.
With the volunteers, we share what they bring in. So you know within a week or so what you've brought in. And that's one of the jewels of Register to Ring. You can go within a couple days and find out what you brought in. And, you know, compete with yourself, compete with your neighbors.
Yeah. Register to Ring is the best, the easiest way to do it. Just go registertoring.com.
Yep.
And again, you'll get to for the Boone Salvation Army. And then you'll be able to see what days are open, what hours, what locations are open.
Yep. And it takes care of it all right there.
And you can get yourself signed up, or your group. Like we said, we already had one group right away. Because they're a big group. They like doing this. They like to be out there early. So, again, that's – and, again, if it's just you, your neighbor, your family, go and take a look at it. Help out.
And registered ring will let me know. You don't have to let me know you've registered. It will let me know.
It's one of those, it's interactive. And if you're not comfortable going on doing that, well, call 432-5770.
Yep.
And somebody will take care of it for you. They'll get your information and they'll plug it in.
That's right. We'll take care of it for you.
So we got the Red Kettles. Let's help there. Look for the mail. Mailers will be out. And again, that's the mail response part of it. And we add all of those dollars together for
it
all
the
program. It all becomes
one big total, yes.
Yeah, one big programming opportunity for Salvation Army year-round. And again, the more you get. And again, like we said, the demand's not going away.
No.
Food pantry, of course, donations usually come in pretty well this time of the year. Are there certain things fresh produce and stuff like that, a little hard to take and get that out in a hurry, but I think
we do good at fresh produce.
You can move it along
during the summer. Gardeners bring us their produce. The big thing that is always in demand is peanut butter and jelly and tuna.
Okay.
Those are staples that last for a while.
And John does a good job of keeping track.
Yes, he does. John is a great volunteer.
Then the Christmas assistance, again, there's time for that. You can get yourself still signed up. But we're at that point now. Should they call for appointments at this time?
Call for appointment at 432-5770.
Got it. I think that's right. 432-57. When in doubt, that's the number to call.
We can answer a multitude of questions.
515-432-5770. Again, big thing, go online, get signed up.
Yes.
We need bell ringers because, again, the success is with having people out there ringing the bells.
Yes, it is.
So, again, pick your location. We've got the three, Hy-Vee, Fairway, Walmart. And
if you're a group, you can take all three.
You can take all three. You can rotate through. Again, there's a lot of things you can do. It's up to you. You get to fill in what you would like to do.
Exactly. So,
and, again, we hope for a very successful season. So. Thanks so much for visiting with us. Keep us updated on how the fundraising's going along.
And thank you, Jim.
We'll look forward to passing that word out to everybody. And let's have a very safe holiday season. Good weather for you.
Oh, yes. Pray for good weather.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.